5 and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Check them out just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Get the gear you need to head to the woods this weekend or head to the water like Captain Bobby is doing right now. Captain Bobby Abrascato from the A-Team joins us, the star of the show. Hey, man.
A lot of water in the woods, too. You might can do both of them at the same time.
That's right. That's right. They are flooded up and down the Alabama, Tom, Bigby, and Mobile rivers, which is part of what goes into an inshore fishing report. You got a lot of that sweet water mixing with the salt.
That's exactly right, and there's a lot of it, and there's probably going to be more to come down after this weekend, you know. But like we talked about last weekend, it's this time of year, man. You're going to have to deal with some fresh water, some runoff, local rain, too. And, you know, with that, you know, one of the things I tell people all the time, I can overcome just about anything when it comes to trout fishing. You know, wind, heat, cold, you know, whatever. The toughest thing is to overcome is fresh water, because they just physically can't live in fresh water. So you have to really adjust your tactics if you want to catch trout. And that involves, you know, finding or knowing where there are salinity levels that are suitable for them to be. So you have to be around trout in order to catch them. That's the first part of the recipe, obviously. So, you know, no matter how good you are, if they're not around, you're not going to catch them. So you have to do that. You know, and with that, I mean, this is a tough time of year. The next month or two are probably going to be a little bit tough, you know, for trout fishing. Very rarely do you hear anybody jumping down and saying, "Boy, I just can't wait for that January and February trout fishing," you know, and like we do it about May or the fall, you know. So they're fish to be caught, trout to be caught. The tidal river is going to be your best bet. Some of the smaller bayou areas, you know, West Fowl River stays pretty salty. Some of the smaller bayous clean up really quick. Dog River cleans up pretty quick. So there's some fish in there to be caught. But this time of year is a good time of year if you want to go catch some fish, is to get out in the marsh if the weather is suitable, get out to the mouth of the bay if the weather lets you. Some of that close-in structure just gets loaded up with all sorts of fish. You know what I'm talking about, Sean. You get out there, you can catch, you know, sheephead, white trout, certainly redfish. Gosh, just a variety of
red species. Snapper.
Red snapper. Well, you know, the near extinct red snapper, you really literally could get, you know, can catch them, and we've done it this time of year. You know, that's what I do. That's what I like to do. If the weather lets you, is to get out there and do some of that close-in structure fishing. And when you get these weak tides like we're going to have this weekend, that's a good time of the year. This is a good time of the tide cycle to do that.
How are you setting up if you're going to go to one of those gas rigs in the mouth of the bay? What are you rigging up with and how?
Well, those are the kind of things you're going to want to fish down near the bottom. You know, you're going to want to have, I call it a Carolina rig, you know, if it's the small version of a sow rig, that sort of thing. Because the main thing is you're going to want to get that bait down on the bottom or very, very near the bottom. So I'm going to set it up with probably a 3/8 or even a 1/2 ounce slip sinker. 4-0 kale hook's plenty big enough to catch anything that you want to catch. And then from there, the key is the fresh bait. You got to have fresh dead shrimp, crab works. Some guys get oysters, fiddler crabs, those kind of things. You know, any kind of little crustacean like that's going to do wonders for you. I enjoy catching them on artificial bait, though. I'll put a 1/2 ounce jig head and use a gulp. The swimming mullet's my favorite, either in chartreuse or pearl white in the 4-inch size. And those will catch all of the stuff we just mentioned, maybe with the exception of sheephead, but they'll catch, you know, all the other species we're just talking about. But the key to that, and when I mentioned the 3/8 or 1/2 ounce jig head, is you've got to use that to get that bait down to the bottom.
Let's talk about this. The spring, well, at a certain point, we will be done with this tough January, February fishing. If somebody wants to get a trip booked for this upcoming spring, they're doing that now, right? You're taking those bookings now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're getting calls, several calls a day via email and the phone, and you can do that. Just go to ateamfishing.com. It's got our phone number on it and a contact form, and you can shoot us the dates you'd like, or we can walk you through the tides and the moons and that sort of thing, too. So just go to ateamfishing.com, and you can go get all that done.
As always, Captain Bobby, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, my friend. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go say hello to the crew there. Tell them I said hi, or I might be there right alongside you doing the same this afternoon. Check them out just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue.